that finally had rebelled against noble leadership. Unfortunately, it lumped Elend Venture in with all the other nobles.
"I don't like this, Master Keeper,"
Captain Goradel said, walking beside Sazed, who, for the sake of his image, now rode in the carriage with Breeze and Alrianne. After leaving the terrace people, Sazed had hurriedly caught up with Breeze and the others, and they were finally entering the city that was their destination.
"Things are supposed to be kind of brutal in there," Goradel continued. "I don't think you'll be safe."
"I doubt it's as bad as you think," Sazed said.
"What if they take you captive?" Goradel asked.
"My dear man," Breeze said, leaning forward to look out at Goradel, "that's why kings send ambassadors. This way, if someone gets captured, the king is still safe. We, my friend, are something Elend can never be. Expendable."
Goradel frowned at that.
"I don't feel very expendable."
Sazed peered out of the carriage, looking at the city through the falling ash. It was large and was one of the oldest cities in the Empire. He noted with interest that as they approached, the road sloped downward, entering an empty canal trough.
"What's this?"
Alrianne asked, sticking her blonde head out of the other side of the carriage.
"Why'd they build their roads in ditches?"
"Canals, my dear," Breeze said. "The city used to be filled with them. Now they're empty. An earthquake or something diverted a river."
"It's creepy," she said,
bringing her head back in.
"It makes the buildings look twice as tall."
As they entered the city proper, their 200 soldiers marching around them in formation, they were met by a delegation of Urto soldiers in brown uniforms. Sazed had sent word ahead of their coming, of course, and the king, the citizen, they called him, had given Sazed leave to bring his small contingent of troops into the city.
"They say that their king wants to meet with you immediately, Master Terraceman," Goradel said, walking back to the carriage.
"The man doesn't waste time, does he?" Breeze asked.
"We'll go then,"
Sazed said, nodding to Goradel.
"You aren't wanted here."
Quellian, the citizen, was a short-haired man with rough skin and an almost military bearing. Sazed wondered where the man, apparently a simple farmer before the collapse, had gained such leadership skills.
"I realize that you have no desire to see foreign soldiers in your city," Sazed said carefully. "However, you must have realized that we do not come to conquer. 200 men is hardly an invading force."
Quellian stood at his desk, arms clasped behind his back. He wore what appeared to be regular ska trousers and shirt, though both had been dyed a deep red, verging on maroon. His audience chamber was a large conference room in what had once been a nobleman's house. The walls had been whitewashed and the chandelier removed. Stripped of its furniture and finery, the room felt like a box. Sazed, Breeze, and Alrianne sat on hard wooden stools, the only comfort the citizen had offered them. Goradel stood at the back with 10 of his soldiers as a guard.
"It isn't about the soldiers, Terraceman," Quellian said. "It's about the man who sent you."
"Emperor Venture is a good and reasonable monarch," Sazed said.
Quellian snorted, turning to one of his companions. He had many of these, perhaps 20, and Sazed assumed they were members of his government. Most wore red like Quellian, though their clothing hadn't been dyed as deeply.
"Elend Venture," Quellian said, raising a finger, turning back to Sazed, "is a liar and a tyrant."
"That isn't true."
"Oh?" Quellian asked. "And how did he gain his throne? By defeating Straff Venture and Ashweather Set in war?" "War is often the excuse of tyrants, Terraceman," Quellian said. "My report said that his mistborn wife forced the kings to kneel before him that day, forced them to swear their loyalty to him or be slaughtered by his Kolos brutes. Does that sound like the actions of a good and reasonable man?"
Sazed didn't respond. Quellian stepped forward, laying both hands palm down on the table of his desk.
"Do you know what we've done to the noblemen in this city, Terraceman?"
"You've killed them,"
Sazed said quietly.
"Just as the survivor ordered," Quellian said. "You claim to have been his companion before the fall, yet you serve one of the very noble houses he sought to overthrow. Doesn't that strike you as inconsistent, Terrasmen?"
"Lord Kelsier accomplished his purpose in the death of the Lord Ruler," Sazed said. "Once that was achieved, peace..."
"Peace?" Quellian asked. "Tell me, Terrasmen, did you ever hear the survivor speak of peace?"
Sazed hesitated.
"No," he admitted.
Quellian snorted.
"At least you're honest. The only reason I'm talking to you is because Venture was clever enough to send a Terrasman. If he'd sent a nobleman, I would have killed the cur and sent his blackened skull back as an answer."
The room fell silent. Tense. After a few moments of waiting, Quellian turned his back on Sazed, facing his companions.
"You sense that?" he asked his men. "Can you feel yourselves begin to feel ashamed? Look at your emotions. Do you suddenly feel a fellowship with these servants of a liar?"
He turned back, glancing at Breeze.
"I've warned you all of Allomancy, the black tool of the nobility. Well, now you get to feel it. That man, sitting beside our distinguished Terrasman, is known as Breeze. He's one of the world's most vile men, a soother of no small skill."
Quellian turned to address Breeze.
"Tell me, soother, how many friends have your magics made for you? How many enemies have you forced to kill themselves? That pretty girl beside you, did you use your arts to hex her into your bed?"
Breeze smiled, raising his cup of wine.
"My dear man, you have, of course, found me out.
However, instead of congratulating yourself for noticing my touch, perhaps you should ask yourself why I manipulated you into saying what you just did."
Quellian paused, though of course Breeze was bluffing. Sazed sighed. An indignant reaction would have been far more appropriate, but then that wasn't Breeze's way. Now the citizen would spend the rest of the meeting wondering if his words were being guided by Breeze.
"Master Quellian," Sazed said, "these are dangerous times. Surely you have noticed that."
"We can protect ourselves well enough," Quellian said.
"I'm not speaking of armies or bandits, citizen. I'm speaking of mists and ash. Have you noticed that the mists are lingering longer and longer during the daylight hours? Have you noticed them doing strange things to your people, causing the deaths of some who go out?"